The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Looking at all these accidents. People are back today. They took yesterday off because of the Super Bowl hangover. They are back. The roads are a mess. The roads are full of people just crashing into each other. Forgot how to drive. Probably still hungover. If I'm being honest. that's what it seems like is going on right now.
Yeah, yeah, some people for sure.
Let's go to the first talk back of the day.
Hey, JV Show. It's Angie. I don't know. Maybe I'll be the first talk back of the day. It's just randomly 12:03, and I'm still thinking about that halftime show. Oh, my God. Has anyone talked to Drake? Because I think he did. He did. Anyway, next year, bang, bang. Let's go. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey, Andy. Bang, bang, bang
again. Next year, you guys, because you know where the Super Bowl is next year?
It's here.
It's here. And the 49ers could be a home team. That'd be amazing.
If that happens, are you going to the game?
Of course.
Wow. How did it come back here so fast?
I can't afford it, but I said that now.
You'll be outside?
Yes.
I feel like it was just here. How is it back here already?
Selena, it was here in 2015. So that was, been 10 years in between. Well, 11 years, really. So that's not that recent.
Why does it feel so much more recent than that?
I was reading about that one because I saw that the torch was officially passed, you know, from New Orleans to Santa Clara, as Santa Clara now gets to host the next Super Bowl. And they said that 2015 Super Bowl, do you remember who the halftime performers were?
2015.
Because this was an interesting... How did this work?
Was
seen some of the Black Eyed Peas clips floating around lately. That Super Bowl halftime show was rough.
Katy Perry? No, Katy Perry was a long time.
It was 2016, not 2015. Just so people don't come for Graham.
Okay. Well, it's the 2015 season.
Okay, fair enough.
So who was the halftime?
Yeah, I don't know.
And this was the 2024 season. But yes, the Super Bowl happens in 2025. Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and Coldplay.
Are you serious?
How did we have I don't remember that. How did we have a three headliner show?
Bruno Mars and Coldplay were there?
You were like, this wasn't that long ago. I don't remember any of that.
Why did I think Bruno Mars had his own?
I don't know.
I thought Bruno Mars was another time.
This is just what I read because I can't remember any of it. But it said that year's halftime show had Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and Coldplay. Can someone verify, please?
Jess, go
to the JV Show research department, please.
Going.
See if any of the research department is awake this morning. That's just what I read.
Well, so I'm excited.
I don't remember
it
at all.
But also, how do you up that? So it said, it says Beyonce was at the Super Bowl in 2013.
Performing?
Yeah.
I was telling you this article I read this morning.
We
need our research department.
Can you actually read
the whole thing before you?
Super Bowl halftime show where Coldplay, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, Mark Ronson, the University of California Marching Band, and the Youth Orchestra of Los Angeles.
Nobody cares about
that. Yeah, let's keep it to them.
So what I was saying was factual. Thank you, research department. Thank you. Okay. I'm glad I got to the bottom of that.
We're all trying to fact check Graham. Fact check Graham, excuse me.
God.
Looks like the research team was asleep.
Graham, seriously.
How's the new house?
It's good. I wanted to bring this one thing up to your attention, ladies, because I think you probably do the same thing because I think every lady is guilty of this. I spent all day Saturday, the day before the Super Bowl, building my wife's half of our closet that's in our bedroom. And the house we were renting for the last 3 years, there was no closet space and it was a nightmare. And I mean, I didn't even get to use the closet in our bedroom at the place that we were renting because there was no room. My wife's stuff is just bursting on the seams. There isn't like a closet hanger rod that she hasn't snapped and broken before.
She
hangs so much stuff on there. There's too much weight. So I built out this side of the closet. A lot of extra reinforcement. Okay. I reinforced the hell out of this thing. So I'm like, I'm not going to let this thing rip off the wall and break because I know how much stuff she's going to put on this. So I built this thing like a freaking tank. Overbuilt it. Over-engineered. And then she was really excited because we've been living out of boxes and suitcases and everything. And she finally gets to put all her clothes away. And so later that day, after I built the thing, she was already unloading the stuff. And I was like, well, just go, you know, you've got a good amount of space in here, but I know it's going to fill up quick. So maybe, you know, as you're going through stuff, get rid of some stuff that you're never going to wear. Right.
Okay.
And a couple hours later, I come and check and like the whole closet's almost filled out. Right. And she's still putting some more stuff into it. And I feel like she, at that moment, needed to feel like, she had to justify some of the things that she was adding and hanging up into the closet. Because she's like, well, look, I've gotten rid of, here's this box of stuff that I've gotten rid of. I'm like, okay, good. We're like, we're paring down some stuff. And then she's like, but, you know, like this shirt here, and the shirt said Aloha on the front. She's like, if we ever go to Hawaii, like, I, you know.
I'm gonna need this shirt.
Yeah. I was like, okay, well.
Okay, that's
we're broke. We're never going to Hawaii. And then, you know, I was like, well, and then like these jeans, I haven't worn them in like 10 or 15 years, but they're like some guest jeans and they're like, she's like, these are classics. They're like iconic. They're like from, you know, whatever. So I got, you know, I have to keep these, but I'm like, but you don't ever wear them? She's like, no, but you know, you never know.
Just
like
in case,
you might want to wear them. And then she's like, well, and then, you know, these shoes here, if we ever go to like a Western themed costume party that's on a steamboat, I might need
these,
you know, whatever the excuse may be about each and everything as she goes and tries to justify why that thing should have a place in the closet when you know you're not going to wear it. If you haven't worn the thing in the last 10 years or 5 years or whatever it is, just get rid of it.
No, this closet is already there.
This closet's like got like a 12-foot wall or something. I designed this house so her side would have a bigger, longer space, and I
built
the closet out, and I mean, it took me all day to build this stupid thing, and it's already packed. I can already tell that when I build my side this coming weekend, it's going to get overtaken by all her stuff.
Wouldn't you be more annoyed if you built this massive wall of closet and shelf and closet rod and stuff like that, and she wasn't using it?
True.
No, I would be like, wow, look at all this.
Really?
Now we have extra space and your clothes aren't, you can actually see your things.
I thought the purpose of the extra space
was to add more stuff in the new house
was because now she doesn't have to get rid of anything. That's the dream.
Yeah, but keeping a shirt just for that off chance that we go to a 70s roller disco where you need to be wearing bright blue or whatever it is, you know, like you don't need that shirt. I'm making this stuff up, obviously.
That's the theme of my next party, actually, so she is going to need that.
See, but like, you don't need that stuff.
Because when the time comes, she's going to think back to that shirt and she's going to be sad if she threw it away.
Your closet should be filled with stuff that, like, you wear.
That brings you joy.
Why do ladies insist on keeping all this stuff?
I don't know. You know, in your heart of hearts,
there's about a 0.001% chance that you'll ever wear that thing again.
But it's nice.
It's like, it's like a sentimental thing.
Set it free.
No, I can't.
Just set it free. Mm-mm.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
Four! The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Graham, this one's for you.
Okay.
Google Maps has officially changed the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America.
Stupid.
Thank God I screenshotted before.
Oh.
Sell it on eBay, Jess.
Yes.
Sell it on eBay.
Yeah. Oh, Making prints available soon.
If you have a phone that has the old version of Google Maps, hasn't been updated, like, can I sell that for a bunch of money? It has the old Gulf of Mexico name.
Google updates their names based on official government sources, and because our government has it changed now, so does Google Maps.
Like, cost
of
gas.
Oh, my God, I still have Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, look at you.
$10,000 eBay right now.
Put it up on eBay. Yeah, gas and egg prices haven't come down, but glad we renamed that. All right, the Warriors have won their first two games with newly acquired star Jimmy Butler on the court. On Saturday in Chicago, Butler scored 25 points in his debut, and then last night he scored 20 to go along with nine rebounds and six assists in the Warriors' win over the Milwaukee Bucks. Curry had 38 points in that one, though. Warriors are now 27-26 on the season and in 10th place in the West. But hopefully climbing, we'll see. Go Mets.
Nice. Go Mets. For today's weather, you can expect mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-50s. Keep an umbrella handy just in case. The probability of rain is very low, but some sprinkles may arrive later in the day. And the real rain is coming, so get ready.
Hey, Aries besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Fall in love all over again. Enjoy blissful moments with someone sweet. Make a delightful discovery and count your blessings. Express your gratitude freely.
That's sweet.
I'm going to adapt that for today. Because I'm on the cusp. So I'm Pisces, Aries.
And you need to finally show some appreciation to your man. That's what I read this as.
I didn't hear that part.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm more Pisces. I am more Pisces.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, what do you have here?
You guys, that serial world record breaker, David Rush.
Oh, my
He's
God.
At it again, you guys. He's broke yet another world record.
I cannot
stand
him.
Now, this one, I'm not going to tell you guys what it is. I'm going to play the audio for you.
Okay.
And just keep this in mind, because after he set this world record, here's what he, one of the things he said, and here's just a little like just a little hint as to what it could be. Now, here's what he said afterwards about why this was so difficult. He said, there's no time to swallow, even though swallowing is allowed. So I had to spit, but only after my mouth couldn't hold anymore. Here's his attempt. Let's listen.
Ready? Yes. 3, 2, 1, go.
What do you think he's doing?
It sounds like he's playing table tennis.
No, nope.
With his.
Nope, there's no table tennis.
Is there any balls? Anything have to do with?
There's no balls.
No balls.
Is he smacking his face?
No.
He's filling up his mouth with.
There's no time to swallow, even though swallowing is allowed. So I had to spit, but only after my mouth couldn't hold
anymore.
I'm
not good at riddles. What is he doing?
Chewing gum? No, I don't
know. Didn't you listen to the audio? It sounded like he was...
sounds like ping pong balls.
Sounded like he was slapping the ham to me.
What was he doing?
He is juggling apples and taking a bite each time each time he makes a throw that he brings the other apple up and takes a bite
and then
throws the next one. And so he's juggling and biting apples at the same time. He took 198 bites out of 3 apples while juggling for 1 minute.
I'm
didn't
so
drop
tired of this guy.
Okay, now let's listen to it again now that you know what he's doing. I still think it sounds like he's slapping the ham.
Yes. 3, 2, 1,
and go.
Go.
Put it in your mouth and it'd be like faster, Jess.
I think I've seen a video of, I don't know if it was him, but I saw a video of somebody doing this before.
There are other people that have held this record. He held it at one time and I think he had to break. He had to break his own record or break somebody else's record that broke it from him. Whatever it is. Good for you, David Rush. You've broken another pointless world record.
So gives a fart. Yes, Jess.
Does he just dedicate his life to doing this?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's all he does.
Literally all.
Okay, I guess.
He's got like almost 200 world records or something, or maybe more at this point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Jez, let's talk TV.
Okay, so there's this new show that was added to Netflix, and I'm already hooked, you guys. It's called Apple Cider Vinegar.
Sounds I've been seeing stuff about this.
Yes.
I've been seeing headlines about this show, and I hate apple cider vinegar. Hate it. Hate it. I can't stand
the
stuff,
though.
So I don't know if I can watch it.
Yeah, when I saw the title, I was like, that sounds weird. But just like you, Graham, I heard a lot of people talking about it, so I was like, let me check it out. It is an acted-out series, but it's based on true events about a woman by the name of Belle Gibson. I don't know if you guys have heard this name before.
Mm-mm.
She's Australian, so I think that's why a lot of us haven't really heard too much about her story. But you guys remember Anna Delvey, right?
Of course.
Inventing Anna. This gave me very much Inventing Anna vibes because scammers be scamming, you guys. Can I get a little bit of an alert just in case?
Like a spoiler.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh, major spoiler alert if you're going to be watching, what's it called?
Apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar alert.
So this is a woman that rose to fame after sharing her story about dealing with cancer and how she found natural ways of eating and getting better without the medicine, only for people to find out that it was all a lie. She created this huge series of lies to kind of tug at people's heartstrings so that everybody would go buy her book, her recipe book on obviously the recipes that helped her get better, and her app. And so she got huge on social media and was just spreading.
Sounds like smart business.
All of these lies.
Stop. But we talked about Scamanda before.
Yes,
that's what it's reminding
Same
me
thing.
Of.
You tell people you have cancer, who's going to be like, but do you really? You
know, no one
you
questions it.
You don't question that. And then people, you know, solicit for donations like Scamanda did. Or here's how I cured my cancer with this, you know, these recipes. Buy my book. And no one's going to be like, hey, can I go down to that hospital and can I see your cancer records? No one would ever do that. Plus, you can't do that.
Yeah, so if you ask that, you're the monster.
I haven't watched the series. But you know how when you're scrolling on Netflix, they'll give you like a quick little trailer for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped on it last night. And in this little minute-long trailer or whatever it is, she's giving a TV interview, and she said that she was doing 5 coffee enemas a day.
Yeah.
And then you drink it afterwards?
But again,
like, out of a shoe?
Right.
So it kind of follows the story of two women, one who is on her path to curing her cancer the natural way, but is also spreading this to the public. So it's kind of like it shows you both sides of one who is spreading it intentionally, trying to get people to buy her book, and another
just to
one
make money.
Yeah, and another one who is spreading it because she thinks that it actually is helping her out. I mean, you could argue that at the end of the day, you know, they do work, they don't work. But regardless, it's like, how do people keep getting away with things like this? And I think this also brings up, again, like the issue of like how crazy social media can have an impact on so many people, because there were so many followers of these, both of these women, who were trying their methods instead of, you know,
because
going
people
to a
will
doctor.
Believe anything.
Yeah.
Well, if
yeah.
it's on social media, if it's on TikTok, everyone
just got to be true or it's got to work.
It up.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. I eat everything up sometimes too. Like, but this did remind me, Graham, of the Scamanda story that you said. And you had mentioned that this was also on Hulu, right? Now
I'm going to start watching that. The Scamanda yes. thing is on, I know ABC was the one that put it on. I think mm-hmm. it's a 4-part little
and
miniseries
I found it on
or
Hulu
whatever.
Too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I gotta watch that. The podcast, if you've never listened to that, because I think the series is based on the podcast. It sounded like the commercial I heard for it was narrated by the same woman that did the podcast, Scamanda. Phenomenal mm-hmm. podcast. And it's about, a woman here in the Bay Area that was faking cancer, basically.
Right. Yeah. Podcast, ain't nobody got time for that. Yeah. Docu-series, I'm here for that.
Podcast, though? I mean, Selena, hello. JV Show podcast. Thanks for plugging. People do have time for podcasts. We have one, you dummy. We have one, and we need people to listen to it.
I didn't say they had time for hours. I'm saying the Scamanda one. It was a long, drawn-out thing, right?
I don't know. If you are listening to us while you're commuting in your car on your commute home today, you could listen to the JV Show podcast, catch mm-hmm. what you missed, but you can also listen to a podcast. People like listening to podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. But ours should be the only one.
But the Scamanda one's really, really good. I'm telling you, it's really good.
And you can find it right there on the iHeartRadio app, too.
It is. It's right there on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, so check out Apple Cider Vinegar. I really do recommend it. I love when a documentary gets like acted out, because then you kind of get, you know, more into the story. So check it out. Apple Cider Vinegar.
Have you finished the series? She just spoiled the whole thing.
I haven't finished the series yet. I'm about halfway through, but I'm already hooked on it. And I am excited because they're putting out a 2023 documentary about this whole story. So they're doing that on February 20th.
Ooh, love that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, we were just talking about Scamanda. A podcast you highly, highly recommend.
Yeah, and get it on the very free iHeartRadio app.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Teresa from Gilroy. Selena, you have to invest the time to listen to the podcast about Scamanda. I was personally invested in it because that was my son's school principal. And believe me, she has scammed people in so many ways. She was a school principal without any teaching experience. So that in itself was a scam, too. But anyways, take the time to listen to it.
That
the story's fascinating.
Is crazy.
And there are a lot of people listening that, knew her or knew someone that knew her or like that. Like the kid went to her school. Yeah, she scammed her way into that job. I forgot about that part. Oh my God. You guys. I mean, this is like old news because it's been out for a long time. Yeah. But only because there's a new miniseries that ABC put out on it, which I'm dying to watch.
Crazy. Add it to the list, Graham. Add it to the list.
It's on.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So, Justin Baldoni, he ain't doing too good.
Oh, no.
He sat down
for a podcast. This is like his first, sit-down interview. He was on the Gents Talk podcast. Never heard of it. Mm-hmm. That's not the point. And he was actually really, really emotional. And you can tell he's just not in a good place with everything going on with him and Blake Lively and the lawsuits and everything being just so highly publicized.
This morning I sent a text message to my best friend, Jamie, and the president of my company, Tara.
Stop. You can play that clip over. What's the loud swallowing sounds?
That I can't tell if that's either him or the podcast host, because they're both
that
mic'd
was him.
It might be both of them.
No, that was him.
Yeah,
you can tell by the way he's talking. Start that thing over again. I have to take my headphones off.
I did not make the swallowing sounds louder. This is how they are on the podcast.
Oh my God, unlistenable.
But let's just listen to the clip all the way through.
This morning I sent a text message to my best friend Jamie and the president of my company, Tara. And I told them that I wasn't in the best place. I told them that I was exhausted, that I haven't given myself time to recover or time to heal. I had a intense year, a lot of material success, mm-hmm. and a lot of emotional stress. It was very hard on me and my family.
Aside from the swallowing, I can't. I
don't
feel bad for the guy.
I don't know what he said.
That has to weigh a lot on any person to be going with what they're going through. Mm-hmm. And we don't know if Blake is fabricating some of the things, mm-hmm. embellishing a little bit. We don't know.
It certainly seemed that way based on all the text messages and the evidence.
Yes.
I couldn't get past it. Did they have one mic on his mouth and then one mic on his throat? Why? How? What is he doing? That's a podcast. Who could sit there and listen to that?
No.
That's impossible.
I think that's how he normally talks, too.
It is. One last clip here.
Don't. Oh my God, that's my worst. That is my worst. That people sounds of chewing and swallowing is the absolute worst thing. That's my number one pet peeve of all time. I cannot listen to that. And I could if that was on a podcast. There's a commercial I've heard on the radio, and I don't think our station plays it, but I've heard it's like a Pepsi commercial. It's like Pepsi goes great with pizza or whatever, and then you just hear the person like. Swallowing and eating the pizza and drinking the pet. I can't. It's the most repulsive sound in the world to me.
All right, Graham.
Oh my God.
What do you have?
I can't. That's brutal. Bad news. Crockware is a crock ban could be coming to a school near you. According to a new report, dozens of schools in more than 20 states have banned their students from wearing them at school, not because they look so stupid, which is surprisingly. I'm kidding, Crockers.
Wow.
Is that what you call people that wear Crocs? Crockers?
Sure.
Croc enthusiasts. They say mainly it's because of injury concerns. They cite instances where Crocs have gotten snagged in equipment, causing falls, ripped off toenails, twisted ankles, knees, all kinds of other injuries.
Do you guys not know how to walk?
Well, yeah, but I think it's in more, I think what they're saying is in more PE and active situations and in really busy hallways and kids are running around and their Crocs are causing them to, either trip or fall or whatever, or twist ankles. Most of these schools have lumped Crocs in with their bans on things like flip-flops, slides, and other open-toed shoes. Now Croc wears, they're continuing to wear their Crocs in protest at some of these schools, and they've gotten detention and other things, but they're standing up for Crocs saying, look, you can easily just switch them into sports mode if you're wearing them during activities in PE. A Croc spokesperson has responded to these schools' bans, calling them unfortunate, but they've noted that sales have not been affected so far. They added that the, quote, classic clog is comfortable, a casual shoe, and it's appropriate for everyday wear.
So I think so, too.
Preach.
Yes.
Yeah, but what about all the injuries?
Just learn how to walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are Crocs really suitable for PE?
Well, no, but I mean, normal, don't PE, you have your PE uniform? That should just be part of the uniform for that class.
Switch your shoes out, just for that class, and then wear them out in the hallways.
Yeah.
But that's not what kids are doing, and that's not what kids are doing at my gym. They're working out in their Crocs. I see it every day, and I hate it.
Well, your gym, they can't ban Crocs.
That's true.
They should.
Wondered because Crocs are very comfortable, so I have wondered if maybe that is the way to go for the gym. So if anybody out there wears
I've worked out in Crocs before.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
I see it every day.
Let's ask Justin Baldoni what he thinks.
Okay.
Stop. I can't take any more of that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. How was it only Tuesday?
Dude, longest week ever.
My God. All right, before we get to What the Bleep, we have a lot of talk backs, which makes me so happy. Thank you, everyone, for not only listening to the JV Show, but interacting with us, weighing in on everything that we were talking about. Graham, people very passionate about the Scamanda podcast that you bring up from time to time.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Amira from Utah. I don't personally know the Scamanda lady, but I have listened to the podcast 3 times, most recently, a week ago with my fiance, because I had to get him into it. And then we're watching the ABC documentary on her, the, episode series, and I'm addicted. It is crazy what this lady did, and, I cannot believe her.
three listens to the podcast. Crazy. There's quite a few episodes in there. That is some definite obsession
dedication.
And dedication. But yeah, with the new series, the new miniseries coming out, I think a lot of people will want to go listen to it to get like the more in-depth version.
We were also talking about Justin Baldoni. He sits down for a podcast, and it's hard to care about anything he's saying because all you hear is him swallowing. And I'm not going to play that clip again.
Graham, I'm with you. This is Josh from Burlingame. I cannot stand when people chew with their mouth open or you can hear their saliva. I swear I want to shove someone's head through a wall. Oh, my God. Please stop playing that clip for the life.
Okay, I'm
I think you should play it. Well, I think you should play it one more time just so people know what we're talking about.
I don't want to piss anyone off, but I'll do it just one last time. This is going to be the final time, you guys.
Oh, my God. That makes me physically ill. Every time that I've brought up on the show that I hate chewing noises or whatever, everybody slides into my DMs or whatever, tags me on some post that that's there's some post about how if that's something that bothers you, it's some sort of mental disorder. It's called whatever. Yeah, I have that. I'm proud to have that. I think it's disgusting. I hate that noise. Whatever that name of that disorder is.
Wow, I'm going to look
into whatever that. Whatever that is, I'm a proud, you know, somebody that has that. I love having that. It's gross. I don't care.
Let's do one more talk back here. You're talking about a croc ban at a lot of schools.
Coming to a lot of schools, yeah.
Morning, JV Show. My son's school in Castro Valley, they've already banned it since elementary. They're not allowed to wear crocs or sandals, any shoe that's like open or has an open toe or open, you know, like holes or whatever. So we've been used to it. And I think it's best because kids are always hurting themselves and running, you know, during recess.
So there you go. It's already happening.
That's
at a school
sad.
Near you.
Thought this was a free country, but whatever. All right, let's get to what the bleep is for. You can win a JV Show chug mug. All you got to do, be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Let's get right to it. Here's today's clip.
Move over, Hawk Tua, because when I was younger, my dad taught me that sometimes you have to spit on the inside of...
Oh, my God. I don't even have
it
a clean
It was a valuable
guess.
Lesson for my dad. Don't besmirch his great name. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Move...
I can't think of any, Graham.
Move over, Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua.
She's still around. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so your guest needs to be PG. Leave that guest on the talkback mic on the very free and newly improved iHeartRadio app. Leave us your name and your city along with that guest. Got to be the first correct answer of the morning to win that JV Show chug mug.
Right.
And you want one.
Mm-hmm.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Play What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. In case you missed it, here's today's clip.
Move over, Hawk Tua. Because when I was younger, my dad taught me that sometimes you have to spit on the inside of...
That just sounds so gross.
It's not something gross.
Remember, this is a family show,
right.
So it is something not gross, but it's up to you to figure out what it is. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning. This is Abby from Concord. I think the word is bottle.
Bottle?
Bottle. Maybe like, you ladies probably don't do it or have buddies that... either spit seeds or spit tobacco or something, you spit them into a bottle.
Okay.
Yuck.
Good morning, JV Show. This is RJ from Hayward. I guess the bleeped out word is glove. Spit inside your glove. Have a good day.
Oh, why?
Like a baseball glove or something? Yeah.
Why would you have to spit in
for
there?
The grip, right?
Maybe it's just, it's a feel. It's a grip. Warm it up a little bit also.
So gross.
Morning, JV Show. It's Elizabeth from San Jose. My guess is shoe or shoes. My dad spit signs his shoes still. He's in the Army. And every Sunday, he spit signs his shoes. His boots. His boots. Maybe boots.
Shoes, boots. Why? Shoes, boots, why would anyone have to do that?
The spit shine. You've never heard of a spit shine before?
Oh, spit shine.
She said my dad spit shines his shoes.
I heard
every
spit sign. I'm like, why is he spit signing his shoes? What does that mean?
That is always a weird thing. I mean, they used to have those stands, like, and maybe you still see one at the airport every now. A shoe shine And they used to sit, guys used to sit there, and I think the people used to back then like spit shine your shoes.
Really?
Like, I don't want somebody else to spit on my shoes. It's gross.
No, thank you. Hey, continue to leave those guesses on the Talkback Mic on the iHeart app. Gonna play more coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just gotta be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, the Talkback Mic on the iHeart app. That's where you leave your guesses, okay? In case you missed it, here's today's clip.
Move over, Hawk Tua, because when I was younger, my dad taught me that sometimes you have to spit on the inside of...
Gross.
This is probably one of the grossest bleeps we've done.
What are you
done.
Talking about? There's nothing gross
and
about it.
I know
it.
This is a family show, and the word is always something clean, but just the thought of it is really grossing me out. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. The bleeped out word is glasses. This is David from Castro Valley.
Glasses.
You guys ever use some spit to clean your sunglasses
before
you drive
like
home?
A little bit of warm breath, like
sure breath. Okay, yeah. Not full on.
You sit there like.
Oh, I mean, in
on
an
your
emergency.
Glasses lenses.
Yeah. In an emergency,
just to fog them up a little bit to wipe them clean.
You don't ever like just lick them with your tongue and just
no.
And then dry them off on your shirt.
No.
Oh, me neither.
Show, this is Sean from Alameda. My guess for the bleeped out word is toilet. Have a good day.
What?
You ladies don't understand that one.
I don't.
Explain.
That's a guy. Guys, when you're going number one, particularly if you've been out drinking, there's just something that about...
Spitting?
Yeah, you just
Why?
Do it. It's just, I don't know, you just do it. It
guys
just, it's
gross.
A thing.
Fuck, dude.
Oh
right
God.
There, into the toilet. You don't...
But
you
for
guys,
what purpose?
Like, I don't,
for
I can't
no reason?
Describe it. It's instinctual. You just do it. It's just a thing that you do. But mainly if you're drinking.
Okay.
Hey guys, Eddie from Pittsburgh. I think the bleeped out word is a needle for a ball to pump up. And now you gotta put a little hot tool to it to get in.
Needle for a ball to pump up.
That is seven words, my friend. That is not seven words.
Have you ever done that before?
No.
That's
because you have to. If you're pumping up a basketball or a football or something, and to put the needle in the thing, you got to lick it first.
Why?
Before you stick it in. That's what she said. But you do. You have to. I'm telling you. Right. Otherwise, it won't go.
Hey, JV Show. It's Alex from Benicia. Is the bleeped out word goggles?
Goggles. There we go. Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
Move over, Hawk Tua. Because when I was younger, my dad taught me that sometimes you have to spit on the inside of goggles. You do. Okay. Now, did you know that?
No.
I knew that. I don't know that I've ever done that.
So, like, if you got your swim goggles or you're going snorkeling or scuba diving, the inside of your mask, those goggles, you basically got to spit shine the inside of them if they're fogging up, because otherwise they will fog up. And there's nothing worse than being down underwater scuba diving, or you're snorkeling around and you can't see anything because everything is fogged up. You got to spit and use that, your spit, to clean the inside. It works.
Wow. Does everybody do that?
Yes.
So if you go through like a rental company and you're using like their goggles, like a million people have spit in those?
Yes.
That's disgusting.
I'm sure they make some anti-fog product or whatever that you could spray
in
there.
So gross.
But when you're out treading water and you're like, I can't see anything, there's only one solution, and that's what
spit
it is.
Spit on that thing!
You gotta spit on the hawk too and spit on that thing. All right, let's give some shout-outs. First and foremost to Alex and Benicia. What's up, Alex? What's up? He had the very first correct answer this morning. He was on it quick this morning. A few other people came with the correct answer this morning, so let's shout them out. Vince and Olivia, our buddies in Dublin, they had it. So did Bronte and Martinez. Jason and Vallejo had it. What's up, Jason? What's up? Christine and San Bruno. So did our buddy TJ in Livermore. Amanda and Adeline in Napa had it. So did Melissa in San Bruno. She said ski goggles, but, you know, same thing. I think that same concept works there. On the ski slopes, amongst a few other people that came with the correct answer this morning, but they didn't get it quick enough. Didn't get it quick enough. You got to be quicker.
Yeah. You know, tomorrow, 7:05, we play again
spin on
here
that thing.
On the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, Jess. I guess she's in the bathroom again.
Oh, as usual. That's where you can usually find her around this time.
She's had a lot of coffee this
morning.
Yeah,
a lot of coffee and a couple brand muffins.
She might be in there a while.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
We are going to get to the JV Show Yep Nope game. By the way, this is for Jake Shane tickets. He's coming to the Masonic. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Leo.
Leo and?
Alex.
There we go. Hi, Alex and Leo. Oh, Jess is back in the bathroom.
No, I was getting probably sweaty.
I don't believe you.
Just heard the toilet flush, so she's back now.
Leo and Alex, welcome to the JV show. You guys are going to be playing to win Jake Shane tickets. I'm sure you know how the JV show Yup Nope game works. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct, and you win, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's get right to it. Here's question number 1. I think it's an easy one, but we'll see. In a website address, what does the www stand for?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
You know,
www.
Dot something.
TheJVShow.com.
Oh, you said, what does the www stand for?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
you
no.
know this.
Well, take a guess. I mean, think of some W words. Walrus.
Waffles.
What?
Wiggle.
Wild. Right, walrus. I don't know what it's.
Oh,
my goodness. Oh, no.
Oh, wow. And Selena called you out and said, this is an easy one.
I thought it was. World Wide Web? I'm sorry. I thought everybody
knew. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
The World Wide Web. People are learning something new today. www.worldwideweb. All right. Question number 2.
This is an easy one.
No, it's maybe. Question number 2. Monica, Rachel, and Phoebe were the names of the female lead characters on what TV sitcom?
Friends.
Okay. Ooh, yep. Yes. All right. Well,
that was an easy one.
We got one on the board. Here's question number 3. How many total dots are there on a pair of dice?
You have to think about this one.
It's a hard one.
We just start. You go 6 plus 5, and then 5 plus 4. You know, 4 21? Plus 3. Well,
so on a pair. So if you think that's on one dice, how many is on a pair?
Oh, so 42.
Yep.
There we go.
Quick little math problem to wake you up in the morning. That's a tough one under pressure. All right, you need this one to win the game, and I don't know if this is an easy one or not. This one seems like a hard one, but you need it. That's just where we're at. Question number 4. A cartographer is a person that makes what?
A cartographer?
Cartographer. C-A-R-T. Cartographer. Oof. They don't make carts. I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
My son said someone who films cars or takes pictures of cars.
Nope.
That's a good guess.
That's a really good guess.
Cartographer is a person that makes maps.
Ooh.
Maps.
Oh, okay. Who would know that?
I knew that.
Why are they called that?
I don't know, but I knew that.
I think I knew that too, actually.
Really? Jess, you want to weigh in and say that you knew it as well?
I did not know this.
Thank you for your honesty.
Wow. Hey.
You don't need to know that anymore.
You don't. It doesn't even matter. But Leo and Alex, thank you for playing. You did not win the JV show. You have no game, but we certainly enjoyed having you on. We hope you guys had fun. Don't hang up, though. I'm going to put you on hold.
Son of a worldwide
wow.
Okay, it's my son's 11th birthday today.
What?
So he's still just happy that we got
through. Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday. And thank you for playing. Aww.
Any fun birthday plans today?
Going out for dinner for my birthday.
Did mom let you pick the spot?
Yes.
What's your favorite restaurant that you go to on your birthday?
I like going to Olive Garden.
Yeah, ooh, Olive Garden.
Too.
Can't argue
my
with
fave.
That. All right, well, have a very, very happy, happy birthday.
Yep.
Who gives a fart?
Never mind.
Hang on, you guys. Graham, we got some shout out.
We do. Moms and dads in my DMs. I got one that says, good morning, Graham. Longtime listener, my family, and I love listening to you guys every morning. It's my son, Leonardo Flores's 11th birthday. I'm hoping you can give him a shout out for his 11th birthday. It's Leonardo Flores from San Leandro, and that is from mom and dad. And dad's name's Bobby Flores. So happy, happy birthday, Leonardo.
Happy birthday.
That's a good one. All right, another one. Hey, Graham, I'd love you to wish my son Micah J a happy 2nd birthday. That's from mom, dad, and big sisters Reese and Lily. We listen every morning and love to play along with the Yep Nope game on the way to school. Thanks for making our morning commute enjoyable. So happy 2nd birthday, Micah J.
Who gives a fuck?
Happy birthday.
That's true. Another one, Graham. Dad. dad sliding into your DMs. We want to wish our daughter slash big sister Maddie a happy 14th birthday. You continue to make us proud, and good luck this weekend on your dance competition. Most importantly, go clean your room. That's from Mom, Dad, and CJ. So happy birthday, Maddie.
Who gives a fart?
Definitely go clean your room. It's a mess in there.
Yep.
Another one. Hey, Grandma. Would like to wish my daughter Kira a happy 12th birthday. We will always love our baby goose. Love so much, Mom, Dad, and Sister Bella. Thanks, Graham. Really appreciate it. Can't wait to see her reaction. So happy, happy birthday, baby goose.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham. It's been a while, my friend. Can I get a birthday shout out tomorrow to my dark half, Maricha Escobar? Thank you. That's from our buddy Eric Bushwookies on Twitter.
Oh,
haven't heard from him
Eric.
In a bit.
Yeah.
So happy, happy birthday to your dark half.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's true.
That's also a good point. I actually did know what a cartographer was, and I had to just go double check. It's because in the Jumanji with Dwayne Johnson, Jack Black, in the movie, he's the cartographer of the bunch.
Wow, look at you.
There you go.
Shout out to Disney for teaching Selena something.
Didn't know what that was.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV Show. A lot of us out here will know the cartographer or what a cartographer is from the Halo video games, especially the first one. If you know, you know.
I don't know.
I don't
about
either.
That.
I played the first Halo game, but I don't really remember. It was,
you don't remember the cartographer.
Well, I don't remember that. That was the answer to one of the questions in the Yep Nope game. Cartographer. A lot of people are like, what the hell is that? What is that? Somebody who makes maps.
Interesting. All right. Today's Hottest Trending.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So I'm going to need everyone to go to JV Morning Show on Instagram. Check out our story because we are getting a first look at Pete Davidson without the tattoos.
Where'd they go?
I bet he got them removed.
Oh, that's right.
It's been years now since Pete was undergoing tattoo removal to get his nearly 200 tattoos off of him.
200?
Yeah, and he's finally showing off the final result. This is after years of going in and then letting that heal and then going in again and letting that heal and going in. He's doing a new campaign for a brand called Reformation. And in some of these pictures, he is completely shirtless.
Oh, I see Pete Davidson.
And others, he's wearing just boxers and a white t-shirt, but he looks so different without the tattoos.
Some people look better with tattoos.
No,
he looks better without. Yeah.
You're just so used to seeing him one way. It's just such like a stark reversal. It's just totally, totally different.
I don't know.
It makes him look younger also.
It makes him look younger. It also makes him look buffer. I don't know if he's been working out as well, but like he looks more in shape too.
He does. He looks healthier. I'm happy for him. But you think there's also some editing involved in these pictures? Or
there has to be no way
they get those tattoos off without leaving any sort of marks
scarring
on
yeah they're probably right. I'm sure they airbrush everything anyway
a little bit, but
like
I think
any photo shoot.
Wow.
Didn't he say like some of them come off easier than other ones depending on the
color and
color
the
ink and
stuff
like that?
Yeah,
can someone just invent a tattoo that like yes it's permanent and then you just hold your phone up to it like boop, and you can just turn it off when you want and just get rid of it? Like the fact that you have to go through like just hours
just
of agonizing
hell,
painful procedures to get it removed, because I feel like tattoos, when you think it's a great idea at one time and then 10 years later you're like what was I, because you don't realize at the time how much you're going to change as a person over that 10 years or however long
it
might be.
Outgrew all of them.
It'd sure be nice to just be able to hit a button and it's gone.
By the way, Pete and Kim K are going to be reuniting. NBC announced that for their upcoming 50th anniversary special for SNL, they're going to have all these celebrities come on. Bad Bunny is going to be on there, Miley Cyrus, Tom Hanks, Sabrina Carpenter, Scarlett Johansson, Kim K. And they're bringing back Pete Davidson and more. Remember, this is where they met and they fell in love. So this should be kind of interesting to see, you know, how they act around each other.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have been on Yeezy.com lately.
Dude, that's my homepage.
Wow, so you support this.
Graham,
yeah,
you do
right.
Not want
I've
that
never been on Yeezy.com.
Jess showed me this yesterday after the show.
Insane.
He is selling one single item, a t-shirt with a swastika on it.
Seriously?
For $20.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's on for sale. That's for sale on there. And so people are
this
coming.
Dude, what is wrong with this guy?
Everything. But people are coming for Fox. Like, hello, this is what he's selling on Yeezy.com. And yet you let him run his Super Bowl ad telling people to go to Yeezy.com. This commercial we didn't see here because it only aired in three markets, L.A., Philly, and Atlanta. But here was.
Those are big markets.
Here was the commercial.
So what's up, guys? I spent
like all the money for the commercial on these new teeth. So once again, I had to shoot it on the iPhone. Go to easy.com.
And then people went in swastika t-shirt.
I am so tired of him.
Dude.
Go away, Connie.
We're beyond done with this guy. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Like, what?
So.
How is that okay?
Here's what Fox is saying. They're saying they approved the ad on Friday.
Okay.
They went to Yeezy.com. They checked there. And at the time of approval, he was actually selling Yeezy stuff. It wasn't that t-shirt that was up there. Connie didn't make that change until Sunday when the ad was about to air. And Fox says that they approved his Super Bowl spot based on two things, just the content of the ad and then the website itself, not on his, you know, Twitter rants and everything else happening in his personal life. They just approved it on those two things. So
they approved it on we'll take the money.
Yep.
Yep.
And that's what they did. And then just on the fly, Kanye switched up the website and that's what people got.
Take the extreme hate speech, racism out of this because we're done with him because of that. Let's just say you are going to make a Super Bowl commercial on your iPhone. Can you get rid of the
You can tell he was just trying to kill time. It had to be exactly 30 seconds.
Like, what are you doing? Like, that alone makes me hate it.
It's him laid back in a dentist chair. Like, I just got these teeth, and he can't even talk right. He just got those teeth implanted.
And you didn't spend all the money on the commercial on those teeth, because didn't we just say that
you're a billionaire.
And whatever.
He's done this before. If this was the first time, like, if this was an original idea of, like, haha, let me make this funny iPhone video, and it didn't involve, you know, all of the craziness, then it'd be like, okay, you had an original idea. You already did this before. Why do you keep doing this now?
Because last year he saw everyone rush to Yeezy.com, and he made a lot of money.
Something's wrong with this dude's brain.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, so proof that men are worse drivers than women.
Well, we're not going to say full, like, overarching proof, but this is some circumstantial evidence. A woman posted a video online, and I will say ahead of time, I do totally, wholeheartedly agree with her on this one. She posted a picture, a video of a bunch of different lack of good parking that's happening at the Home Depot parking lot. And she said, women are bad drivers. Why does the Home Depot parking lot look like this? And it's a bunch of trucks and work vans and things parked blocking spots over the lines, not straight into this spot askew. And as somebody who frequents Home Depot, I will agree that it's one of the worst parking lots ever. And I've never been able to put my finger on it before, but maybe she's right. Now, that, of course, is saying that,
that's,
you know,
hilarious.
All construction jobs are men, and that we know that's not true, but the clientele at Home Depot may predominantly be men. I don't know. I think men and I go there. There are men and women all over in there, so I can't verify that all the bad parking there is done by men, but she's right. Dang it. Guys, what are you doing? Why does everyone park so horribly at Home Depot? Have you guys ever, you guys don't go to Home Depot like me. I'm there every single day. And just like, what are we doing? I get that maybe you drive a big truck or a work van and it's harder to see, but like, it ain't that hard to pull into a parking spot.
It's really not. Like, if you go to like Ulta or something, perfect parking.
Yeah, everything's
perfect and orderly. All the cars are perfectly
you have enough room
centered
to get out
in their
of your
spots.
Car.
Yeah, and it smells good.
Yeah,
and it's all clean.
It's all
glittery.
There's
trash all over the place. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the parking at Home Depot. Some guys are, you know, are towing like a trailer or something, a work trailer or something. So then they go in and take two spots.
And so
I guess I get that, because where else are you going to park something that's that long? But I don't know.
But it's not just at Home Depot.
Home
Depot. I see it other places too, and it is mostly the men now that you
mentioned. Well, how do you know that? I mean,
because I wait in my car
until
they get out and get in their car.
Stop it.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. But there is something about that Home Depot lot, and people know what I'm talking about. It's very frustrating. I go to a certain section of the lot because I don't mind walking. And even if I'm bringing lumber out and I got to push it down in a cart farther to get to my car, I don't care. I park further away just because it's so annoying.
My husband hates it. I'm that person that's like, no, we're going to drive around again because I know there's a closer parking
spot.
I couldn't stay.
And I'm like, oh, there's one. They're going to leave right now. They're going to leave right now. Let's just wait. And my boyfriend's like, nope, we're going to go park three lanes away.
We'd be divorced. Just get out and walk. By the time you wait, I'm sitting there waiting or like rolling down. are you about to leave? Are you heading to your car? Okay, yeah, I'll wait. And then they get in their car, and they have to text 10 people that they're just leaving Home Depot.
That I don't get.
Then they start their car, and then they back out. In that amount of time, I could have parked 12 cars farther away.
But you'd
and
still
then
be
walked.
Walking.
No, I would not. I'm a fast walker. I have long strides. I cannot stand waiting
it's
for
not,
a parking spot.
It's not
spot.
Even the time. It's humiliating. It's just having to walk. Further, that I don't want to do.
And then you walk out
the
with
the parking
things.
Lot is flat. It's not a mountain.
Yeah, but it's just so much effort. And it's especially for us because we're shorter than you, Graham, and we have shorter legs. And so it is
I agree.
It's double
you take
the
four
effort.
Strides to every one of mine.
Yes.
But even still.
And then if it's later in the day, it's cold. So
there's nothing more humiliating than waiting for a parking spot. Just go park in the open one.
I don't
that's
mind
slightly
waiting.
Farther away. Oh, I find it so like cringe and embarrassing.
I
like,
use that time to like check my Instagram, see what's happening.
Look at my makeup.
That's
see
what
if
the
I
person that you're waiting for them to pull out of their spot is also doing because no one can get into their car without scrolling for 10 minutes. Also, to those people, if you know someone's waiting for your spot, turn the key and get in there and get
oh,
out.
No.
Back, start your
I
car
hate,
and get moving.
I hate when I'm leaving the gym and sometimes I try to purposely walk somewhere to where my car isn't at. Because I don't want someone to follow
just
me in their
trick
car.
Them?
Well, not to trick them, but
oh,
I don't want...
you
want
to sit and scroll.
Well, no, but I don't want someone to be rushing me while I'm putting my stuff in my car and maybe doing a one-minute scroll and checking how I look.
Like, how long does it take you to get out of the gym parking lot? Selena and I understand that when you have kids, that's the worst. When people are waiting for your spot and you got to put kids in car seats, and that's the time they refuse to be buckled. They are not. They're going to protest and squirm and worm and jump all over the car. And that's when some person's sitting there waiting with their little blinker on. Yeah, just giving you the look. It's like, bro, I have a cart full of groceries and two kids. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, oof. I do
Take
not
the
envy.
Farther away spot.
I don't envy you guys.
But leaving the gym as just a
well,
single
leaving
person,
the gym
no
as I'm already tired. I'm carrying my gym bag, my like a bunch of stuff.
I get in and go home.
I'm waiting for an excuse that warrants it taking more
no
than
problem.
2 seconds to get out of that
be
parking
rushed.
Spot. But guys at All Home right. Depot in the Home Depot parking lot, you know who you are. Do better. Do better.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, who is still turning keys to start their car?
Okay, that's in Good response point. To me saying it's annoying when somebody, you're waiting for a parking spot, which I do not do, but if you are doing it and then somebody gets into their car and they sit there and they text some people and whatever, and then they finally back out, I say, get in your car, turn the key and get out of there. And who, that's a good question. Who is still turning the key to start their car? I'll tell you, me.
I
have
even
to start my car
that.
With an actual key and I actually have to unlock my door with that same key. And I'm sorry,
oh
but
God,
I have a very old
struggle.
Car. Yeah.
Man, we do have a lot of talkbacks coming in, though.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Ricky from San Jose. I just wanted to call and talk about the waiting for a parking spot. I deliver subpoenas requesting medical records, and so when I get back to my car, I need to fill out paperwork. And I hate when people are waiting for my parking spot because I always feel like I'm being rushed, but I have to fill out my paperwork before I drive.
Oh, that would be the most, that kind of stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
People are waiting for your spot and now and you need to sit there and fill out some paperwork. You would feel rushed. Oh, I would hate that feeling.
Well, maybe you got to stand outside and fill it out like on the trunk of your car. That way we know that you're doing something.
That's a good idea.
I guess.
Hi, guys. Good morning. I just want to say something about the parking lot at Home Depot and like the trucks. Well, my boyfriend, he has a huge big red truck, and he kind of jokes and laughs about how horrible he parks and how he cuts people off. I almost think it's like an entitlement thing because he thinks it's so funny, but it pisses me off, and I feel like it's every big truck guy.
Yeah, I feel like big truck syndrome is like a thing.
Yep.
I have to agree with that talk back. It is because the majority of the bad parking at the Home Depot is done by the big trucks.
Yes. And the majority of like trucks or drivers that you see speeding by and swerving through all the different lanes.
Also big trucks.
Also big trucks.
Yeah, there's something there. I drive the dinkiest little pickup truck you've ever seen. And
so
I
what's
park,
your excuse?
I don't. I park perfectly at the Home Depot parking lot because my truck fits into spots so easy. It's so tiny.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you said we have a talk back.
Yeah, we're talking about this video a woman posted showing the Home Depot parking lot and all the trucks totally parked horribly. And she said, this is proof that women are better drivers than men.
Good morning, JV Show. I work for a construction company and I have a big work truck.
I was just at Home Depot yesterday, and yeah, the parking situation is exactly that. I do the same as you, Graham, where I just park further away and fit inside the lanes. Also, I turn a key to start my car. Have a great day.
You're not alone, Graham. You're
Thank
not
you.
Alone. The second person.
Stand in solidarity with us key turners. We still turn keys. That. Can I do that? Because we also, a minute ago, played a talkback from a woman saying, it's my boyfriend and these guys that drive these big pickup trucks. They're the problem. I just want to piggyback on that for a second because
sure.
I see these big, big lifted trucks. And that thing ain't never done a day of hard work in its life. You've never put lumber on those racks. You've never loaded anything big into that truck. That thing's been babied. It's just you driving around like a jerk in it the whole time. Look at us guys with the regular work trucks. They are beat to hell because we've loaded so much lumber and stuff into these trucks.
Do you think that's
part? A man's truck right there. My truck is so dinky, but it is a man's truck.
Do you think that's part of why the horrible parking at places like Home Depot? Because it's already all dinged up anyways. Who cares? Let's just park however and get what we need and go.
No
even the nice ones.
I'm telling you, the lot's full of these nice trucks and these dudes,
never mind.
They ain't never loaded 48 2x6s on the rack of this thing. They just go in there and buy a house plant at Home Depot and get
wow.
back, drive around like a jerk.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
I'm just saying.
Good plans.
Some of us got a real man's truck, even though it's so dinky and tiny like mine, but it is a man's truck.
Can we go back to talking about Kendrick's halftime show just really quick?
Okay.
Sure.
I don't know if you saw what Stephen A. Smith said. If you don't know, Stephen A. Smith from ESPN, he had something to say about Serena Williams. He said, if that was my wife, I would leave her.
If I'm married and my wife is going to join trolling her ex, go back to his ass. Because clearly you don't belong with me.
Do you agree
or
disagree with that?
Absolutely not. I disagree with him.
I hadn't thought about it from that angle before.
I don't think that really makes sense. I mean, look, that's his opinion. I don't think that really makes sense in this instance. Serena Williams was not invited by Kendrick and his team to join because she's Drake's ex. I think that was just like the icing mm-hmm. on the cake. She was
right.
there because she, grew up in Compton mm-hmm. just like he did. And because of the whole crip walking
at Wimbledon.
Yeah, Wimbledon right. and her getting so much backlash, when that happened. So this is her chance to go up on the world's biggest stage and do it there
and make an impact.
And receive praise. So, and I think the Drake tie-in, that's her ex. I think that was just like the little cherry on top. But
it was part of the reason.
Yeah, but if you're invited to be on the biggest stage ever and you're not necessarily doing anything that is specifically tied to that person, it's not like you're going to be right next to them. You're dancing. Like, she was having a good time and I'm here for it.
Okay,
okay with your ex doing or your man doing this?
That's what
if
I mean.
If it's for the Super Bowl on the biggest stage ever, he can go ahead because at the end of the day, like, he's with me and we are proving a point.
But why are you so worried? Why are you so worried about going now to diss your ex when together now?
Because
you've
somebody,
moved on, right?
Yeah, you move on. But also, it's again like Kendrick is inviting you. If this huge artist is inviting you to do something for the culture and to, like, make an impact, yeah. Like, and get me tickets to the Super Bowl and I'll be right there watching you.
Okay, but let's just look at it through, like, a slightly different lens. Just say maybe it's not the world's biggest stage, the Super Bowl, but let's say it is some very big public forward-facing event and your man gets invited because... look at this. It's going to be revenge against his ex. Like, this is going to be just a total dig at her.
Yeah, absolutely not.
How do you feel about it? Because I agree with you, Selena. I don't think that's what this was in this Super Bowl case. Mm-hmm. But just look at it in this hypothetical scenario, Jess. Would you be okay with your man? Like, man, he is really going out of his way to stick it to his ex. Watch this.
Okay. See, if it's a regular scenario that we're talking about, then you don't really... Come on, you don't have to do this. Leave him in the past.
See, I would agree with that, yeah.
But, yeah, I guess where the Super Bowl comes in, it's where I sway to the other side. But if it's a regular
event, if it's the Super Bowl, I don't. So you mean to tell me you want to get up on stage at the Super Bowl halftime show to diss your ex so the whole world knows you're still hung up on her? That's even worse.
I know.
But then flip it. Like, if I was given that opportunity, like, I would want to take it and go on that stage. Not necessarily because I'm like, oh my God, I'm hung up on the ex, but because I want to be on that stage.
But everyone is going to take it as as you're there just to mock your ex or whatever.
Well, then good.
Right. When you're in a whole new marriage.
Yeah, that's true. I had not thought
about
that.
Maybe Stephen A. Smith has a point.
So would you guys turn down the opportunity?
No. It's the Super Bowl. Are you kidding me? I'd be seawalking all over the place. I'd have to Google how to seawalk first, of course.
Yeah, you'd have to learn.
After that.
That would be so good. And everyone, close your eyes. Even you driving right now, close your eyes. Imagine Graham seawalking.
Dude. I can't.
Just kidding. Open your eyes, people.
Could you imagine I'd have to go and take dance lessons, you know, on how to do that?
I think, even if you want us to teach you how to do what? Even if you could properly do it, it just would look off just because it's you.
We'll see about that.
It just would look so funny.
I'm going to go start training today.
All right. If you have any thoughts on this, you know that talk back mic always open. Ain't that the beauty of the iHeartRadio app?
Yeah. It is.
So much amazing things up on there. Talk back feature. Our favorite.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Serena Williams performing during Kendrick Lamar's halftime show on Sunday, because then yesterday, Stephen A. Smith, you know, from ESPN, he says,
if I'm married and my wife is going to join trolling her ex, go back to his ass, because clearly you don't belong with me.
Graham and I both agree that I think that in Serena's instance, it's a little bit different because she was up there for other reasons as well. But
very different.
I think any other instance your ex cares so much to troll his or her ex, that's a major red flag. Yeah. We have a lot of people weighing in on the talkbacks.
Good morning, guys. This is Nancy. I think we can collectively say, ladies, that we would be upset. Come on. Part of us would be upset that they even are thinking about getting revenge at their ex, because that means they're thinking about him at to what point. But no, I wouldn't be cool with this. I don't think a lot of ladies, if they're being honest, would be cool about it. But I still thought, like, the dig to Drake was crazy and it was good. But yeah, from the perspective of me, I wouldn't like it.
No, not at all.
Yeah, when you break up with someone, you need to just immediately drop everything, all contact. You're not dating that person anymore. You're gone. Don't let them affect you anymore after that. And years later, you don't need to be doing something to try to get back at them.
Good morning, guys. With the whole Serena being on the halftime show, you guys got to remember that Kendrick does name drop her in the song, so it kind of does connect. I get the whole Drake's ex thing, but I'm pretty sure it's more to the fact that he name drops her and not like us.
Right. There are so many other reasons why she was up there other than being Drake's ex. I think that wasn't even a thought when Kendrick was getting Serena. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was. I don't know. But I think there's many other reasons and things that come into play.
I think there are bigger reasons why she was there, but I think it was an element, right?
I'm sure it was.
If he name drops her in a song, which was a diss track about Drake, then she's sort of involved by that, right?
I guess so.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day, but this is not one of those times. Pretty much anything Stephen A. Smith says is just not great, and I wouldn't agree with him on this one. And he's not a very good sports analyst either. Along with Max Kellerman, he can catch that straight. See ya.
Max Kellerman catching strays too. I will agree from a sports commentary standpoint, neither of those gentlemen are my favorite.
Watch. I don't know.
Stephen A. Smith, whether he's got a good take or a bad take, and I probably disagree with most of them. I just feel like I don't know. I just have never liked his delivery on a lot of it. I don't know.
Can I ask you guys, does it make a difference if, because I know you're saying like you shouldn't be thinking about your ex, but what if publicly your ex has been calling you out and this is your chance to finally like respond and kind of throw that dig back at them?
That's an added element of it.
I guess that's a little different.
Because Drake had been doing that in certain songs where he had been calling her out. So this was kind of like her being like, I get the last laugh in your face.
That's what this next talkback, I believe, is addressing.
Hey, guys. So in regards to the whole Drake-Serena thing, Drake called Serena's husband a groupie. So if that was my spouse, I would tell them, just go ahead with your bad self, do your dance over there, be a part of the Super Bowl. I would see no problem with it.
See, that's why.
So there you go.
Although I agree with what Stephen A. Smith is saying, I don't think that this was a great example of that because there's so many other layers to it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I do agree with what he's saying.
Just not in this instance. He missed the mark on this one.
Right.
But
yeah,
in a hypothetical scenario involving different people, wrong.
Is he really that bad? I don't watch ESPN. I mean, for obvious reasons. Why would I? But are all of his takes just bad? Maybe he's just up there playing devil's advocate. Like, that's his role?
I think he does that a lot. He's realized that his lane is, like, getting people riled up about different takes and stuff. And, like, so he realized that that worked, that got a lot of people debating him on stuff, and people, you know, brought attention to him, and it made him very, very rich. So
interesting.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, Jess, coming back from the bathroom.
No.
How was it, Jess?
They called me from the dentist. I have to cancel my appointment.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the appointment for?
Just, you know, your typical
routine.
Cleaning.
Yeah. Okay, just checking. Everything's good.
Oh, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying. I just heard the toilet flush. I'm not buying that at all.
We're the JV Show, by the way. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
We have an update on Kanye's Yeezy.com site.
Okay.
So I told you earlier how Kanye aired a Super Bowl commercial for Yeezy.com. By the way, he paid $8 million for this 30-second spot. And it was just him in a dentist chair talking about how he spent all his money on his teeth. So here's the commercial.
Go to Yeezy.com.
Yep.
The commercial was trash. Don't tell me you're the creative genius and the smartest guy on the planet and the most creative and you're the best thing ever and then make that commercial. It was garbage.
So the commercial was just Yeezy.com. Go there. And then people went after seeing the commercial and he was selling a t-shirt with a swastika on it for $20. Fox says they approved the spot on Friday and only because they went to Yeezy.com then. And at the time, it was just all normal Yeezy stuff. And then Kanye switched up on Sunday when the spot was going to air and put this other t-shirt up on there. Before I get to the update, do you guys want to know how much money Kanye made after this spot aired?
I hope it was nothing.
Yeah.
According to sources, he sold around 100,000 of these t-shirts and made $2 million in sales.
Who are these people? What are you doing? Why are you supporting
that
this?
I don't understand.
I feel like if you're on his, even if you work for him and he calls you and is like, here's what we're putting on the website, you as a person, a human being, should say, no, I'm not doing that. Let him try to figure out how to update his website and put something different for sale on there. No, you have to have your own morals. I blame these people. What are you doing? If he says, this is what I want to sell my site, I don't want any part of this. You do it on your own.
I don't understand anybody actually being like, oh, great idea, Kanye. I would like one of these.
Yeah, let me get it. Can you send over a picture of that so I can put it on the website?
Here's the update. Yeezy.com is off the grid.
Good.
This was a site that was backed by Shopify. According to them, Kanye did not engage in authentic commerce practices and violated their terms, so they removed Yeezy.com from the Shopify platform.
And they should cancel all the transactions. They should refund everybody before anything ships. Sorry.
I really hope they do.
We don't sell this item.
By the way, here's that video I was telling you that Kanye posted yesterday.
I know y'all thinking I'm going through something right now, and I see I got bags under my eyes, but I just saw a video of Kodak, and I wouldn't want nobody to, like, do an intervention on me. That's why I wanted to put this video up, because y'all might think, oh, man, Ye really going through right now. Somebody need to go get him. Oh, yo, go take his Twitter and stuff like that. But I'm just telling you calmly that I am in a good space.
Are we believing
no, you're
that?
Not.
Thank you.
No, you're not.
After everything that just happened in the past week, I refuse to believe that this is who he is.
Yeah.
Like, truly. Do you know what I mean? By the way, he mentions Kodak. I don't know if you guys saw this viral video from over the weekend. You can check it out on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. Kodak Black, he's sitting in the middle of the street eating chicken. So this is the video that Kanye saw, and even Kanye in the space that he's in right now, even he was alarmed.
Now I've seen this video, my brother Kodak, and I feel a call, and he's actually wearing this Donda chain. Maybe I could be the person that could make a difference.
So last we heard, Kanye was flying down to Atlanta to find Kodak to try to get him some help. He's been known to, like, you know, use drugs and things, and he just looks like he's not doing well. Kodak's team is saying that this is part of some, he was there shooting a music video, and he just decided, he was like shooting some B-roll, and that he just decided to grab some chicken from a local spot, and this is him just on a normal day eating chicken. I refuse to believe that, because this does not look normal.
Yeah, but what if he's acting here? How do you know?
Also, Kanye is the last person. Then I'll believe it when that video comes out. Yeah. I don't, because he's done podcast interviews as of late, and even on those, he was acting kind of strange. So
Follow that part, but everybody here is like laughing at like his performance in this, and there are a bunch of big cameras around. At the very end, you see like big cameras.
Yeah.
So
I hope it's just
but
that.
But Kanye cannot be the one.
Right.
Kanye's the one.
Don't throw stones.
Oh, gosh.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, Valentine's Day is this Friday. Woo! That's your big reminder, everybody. I just slid into the DMs of an awesome flower spot, see if they could put something together before if it was too late. Fingers crossed. Well, this year, Bart is getting in on the Valentine's Day action. And this Friday evening, they're having a special love train. The love train is hitting the tracks. According to Bart, this is an event for singles to find love right there on the train. Hopefully you wear protection. There's a lot of diseases.
Yeah, don't sit on the seats.
On that train, yeah, don't touch anything. Actually, the love train, they're inviting adults 18 to 35 to join them for what they call an on-the-rails mixer aboard a moving BART train. Quote, ride BART into somebody's heart on a special train reserved just for this event. Took everything for me not to say fart right there. This speed dating event's going to feature ice-breaking activities, conversation starters, and BART-themed valentines that people can give to each other on the ride. It's going to leave from downtown Berkeley around 6:45. It's going to run to the Mission in San Francisco, then come back to Berkeley about 8:30. During that time, the train's not going to make any stops, so allowing all the potential love interest to spark and everybody, they can chat and flirt or whatever the entire time. No interruptions. Nobody's going to be getting on and off the train. Although I would imagine that, say you get cornered by somebody really annoying and creepy, and then like you're like, when can I get off the train? Oh, wait, we have to go all the way to
stuck.
And then all the way back to Berkeley before I can get off. Anyways, a BART spokesperson said they opened up about 200 slots for people to book a spot on the love train, and you guys, it sold out in less than 12 hours.
Shut up.
So
oh my,
the love train, unfortunately, completely booked, but maybe next year they'll do a couple more love trains based on demand. But I'd love to hear from somebody if they end up going on this thing and let us know how the love train went on BART.
Lying. I love that.
Give someone your heart on
thank
BART.
Thank you, Graham.
Or a fart.
Okay, I was waiting. You had to throw that in there.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, your Instagram story would lead me to believe you got locked out of your house yesterday.
I did. And you know what? I will say that was the first time that it happened to me in almost 2 years of me living in San Mateo. So I guess it wasn't that bad, but
this is your first time you've lived alone.
I was freaking out because, listen, I have been very good at taking my keys every single time I close the door behind me because my door is set up in a really weird way where every time it closes, it locks. So I have to have my keys with me at all times.
What kind of door lock is this?
Yeah, I think I can switch something on it so that it doesn't do that, but I just never did.
Yeah, just turn the little tab sideways. Turn it sideways. That's all you have to do.
And this is what I get for trying to be healthy. I'm heading to the gym. I have my shake, my protein shake in one hand, my phone in the other. I get out. I even grab the door to make sure it's locked. I take two steps and then it hits me. I was like, you have to be kidding me right now. I do not have my keys. I start freaking out because I have nobody around me that has a key. The only person that has an extra key is my boyfriend, and he's in Salinas.
Better start driving, bro.
But you live in an apartment. There's somebody that has a key to every.
So these are
every apartment.
These are like individually owned. So
got you.
So then I was like, okay. I called my boyfriend first because I was like, hey, I kind of messed up. Like, here's what happened. If I don't find anyone to come and
give me a key, immediately driving.
I'm
judging.
He was going to. But I was like, let me try to see if I can get a hold of the owners and if they have an extra key, because I know that they're maybe around 30 minutes away from me. So,
if my tenant called me and I had to drive a half hour to unlock it.
No, I'm not going out of my way. You can wait till I get home.
Sweetheart.
So they were like, hey, like, we do have an extra key, but you would have to come pick it up. And so I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'll do that. Mainly because I also didn't want them to go to my place.
Oh, and see the state of disrepair and your cat's torn, scratched up all the walls and gone number two everywhere.
Everybody join in for a quick secret.
Yeah, yeah.
Join in.
What's the secret?
You're not supposed to have a cat.
I'm not supposed to have a cat.
I knew it. Nightmare tenant. I've got a couple of you that read for me.
No, but my Bubbles is so sweet. She doesn't destroy anything. But
yeah, but that's not the issue.
You what said if she got the number three all over the place.
She ate a tube of toothpaste.
No,
you didn't say that.
Well, yeah, but in her litter box. But
it's also about the pet. It's also about the dander. Because say
yeah, that'll linger.
Like the people that must have lived in the rental house before us, I don't care. They scrubbed that thing is sparkling clean. It didn't matter. My wife had asthma every single day in that place because they must have. I'm positive they had cats before.
Now listen, they had cats before me, and I technically could have a cat, but I don't want to pay extra money. So
yeah, you'll pet
I
deposit.
Technically don't have one right now. Okay. So I was like,
well, we're gonna have to contact the owner.
As a fellow landlord, I do have to report you to the Landlord Association of America.
Yeah, that's a thing.
It is. I took an oath.
No, they're not listening right now. But I was freaking out because I'm like, please don't tell me that you'll come over here and that you'll open the door because I can't have that. I'd rather pay a locksmith to come and give me a whole brand new key.
You're like, oh, thanks for the key. I'll let myself in. The cat's like,
So then when they said I could go pick it up, I was like, perfect. I will be there in however long an Uber takes to come pick me up and take me there.
Oh, yeah, because you had your car keys in there, too.
Yeah, so, oh, my gosh. And so I get in this Uber. I have this, like, protein shake in one hand. I'm telling them to take me to this random address.
Like,
I get
okay,
to the
Sporty Spice. where are we going?
I don't know, some address.
Yeah. And then I get to the house and they're like, is it here? And I'm like, honestly, I have no clue. Like, I don't know what this house looks like. This is the first time I'm here. And anyways, I end up getting the key. But while I was in the Uber, I had the realization that a lot of people sometimes send an Uber to pick stuff up, right?
I told you about that you could have done that.
That's
a thing. And I forgot. Yeah. Like, I didn't even think, that didn't even cross my mind until I was already on my way to pick it up. And I was like, oh, you gotta be kidding me right now, because I'm about to just drop a bunch of money on an Uber where I could have used that for a new pair of shoes.
The Uber driver's like, she's an escort and I'm taking her somewhere so she can work, and then I gotta drive her home after.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't have thought of that either, Jess, in your defense. I would not have thought of that.
Good.
I would have done the exact same thing as you.
Well, I was very happy to get my keys back, and I was like, I'm just gonna stay my butt home. Like, I'm keeping myself at home. I was going to go to the gym, but everything's canceled for the day.
Nothing will ruin your day.
Right?
There's no worse feeling in the world.
It was horrible, but also I was like, you know what? I figured it out eventually. Somehow.
Adulting.
Yeah, it's been hitting me lately.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.